Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and today we have a special talk segment entitled, How Do You or What Do You Do Before Answering the Call or the Phone? But before we do that, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for blessing us and just keeping us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for just your divine recoveries, Lord. We thank you for all of the prayers requested, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for those who are asking for prayer, and we're asking would you just touch them in a mighty way, Heavenly Father. We have people in the hospitals, Lord. We have people who are just far from you, Heavenly Father, and we just need them to receive a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Now I'm asking you, would you bless the words and the wisdom that you have given to be given unto the people where they can understand your will, Heavenly Father. And I'm asking you, would you help this broadcast to be a growing place where individuals can listen and grow and get closer and obtain closure to situations, but get closer to you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The scripture for today is Proverbs 14 and 23, and it reads, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty. So my question today that God gave is, what do you do before answering the phone? What do we do before answering the call? And we're looking at it in a spiritual, analytical, worldly way as well. Many times when the phone rings, there are several things that can happen. Technology has it where we can carry our technology pieces, which is our phone, cell phones, with us, and so what happens many times is that we receive a call, and whether the phone is on vibrate or whether it's, you know, where you can hear the ring, we do several things. Some of us send the call to voicemail. Some of us check our caller IDs. Some of us put it on vibrate. Some of us turn it off. Or sometimes we fail to even look at the phone because we already know who's calling. And so with this, or on this regard, let's correlate this spiritually, and then we will get into the lesson. So when the phone rings and we send it to voicemail, okay, when Jesus calls, we deny God or put him off, all right? Number two, checking the caller ID. Basically, in the spiritual world, we receive the word of God, and we select those things that seems befitting to fit into our lives, okay? The third thing, putting the phone on vibrate. Well, we silence God by, so we think, by turning or walking away from what God is calling us to. So we basically abandon what God has asked us to do, all right? When we turn the phone completely off, meaning that we completely walk away, we completely say, you know what, I don't want to hear this about God. I'm going to go on and do everything the way I want to do it, and whatever the outcome is, that's what the outcome is. You know, so we completely turn God off. Or sometimes we fail to charge our phones. And what happens when we fail to charge our phones, ladies and gentlemen? Our phones become dead. They're dead after that, after we fail to charge our phones. So, and what this really means in the spiritual world is that faith getting excited here and talking fast. Faith without works is dead, because we cannot have faith unless we show our faith unto God and unless we step out on faith. So faith without works is dead. So before we can even answer the call that God is giving us, we need to really, really, really come into grips on actually who we are and what God is calling us to. Because if we're unable to evaluate ourselves and evaluate the call that God has placed upon our lives, then it is to no avail. So in looking at evaluating ourselves, and this is also in the spiritual guide, I want to go through some of the principles that I placed in this guide here. And the first one is, I read my Bible in order to change my life, not to say I have read the Word. Many individuals will pick up the Bible and read different scriptures, which is fine. But are you making these scriptures applicable to your life, and is it really transforming your life? Because once again, faith without works is dead. Everything in the Bible is true, but there is one interpretation in the Bible that God wants us to understand, and that is the revelation of God. We can't assume things in the Bible because we lead people astray. So do you read your Bible to change your life or just to say, okay, this is my 10% of giving to God, you know, so I'm just going to read a scripture and call it a day? God is looking for warriors who are going to read his word and change, just like I keep talking about Saul on that Damascus road, and change so that we can help transform other people and bring souls to Christ. So that's the first thing. Number two, evaluating our heart to ensure that we have the right intentions in mind in most things, or I should be in all things. Now, so did I help that stranger yesterday because I wanted all the cars around to see what I did? Or did I help that stranger because God says that we are supposed to show love one towards the other? And we have to really evaluate our hearts, because God is calling some people to different places, and you're going to deal with different personalities. And we don't have any time for hatred. We don't have any time for jealous, malice, strife. And God is preparing us, and through this preparation, we need to ask ourselves these questions to ensure that we are ready to deal with what we are about to face. So when any time that God transforms you or puts you in a different situation, then that situation you're going to have to be ready for, okay? So that's the second thing. So we've already talked about changing your life, transformation through the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Then we talked about the heart. Is it the right intentions? When we go to work, do we have the right intentions? When we go to church, do we have the right intentions of our heart? Right intentions means doing the best thing for each person there, no matter what. Do we think the best thoughts for each person there, no matter what? Okay? I seek to hear not only the Word of God, but understand his will for my life. Do we do that on a daily basis? Do we trust God? Do we seek guidance from God on a daily basis? And you know what? My answer is that I need to do better. Because many times we wake up in the morning, we thank God for waking up, we pray. But do we really ask God to guide our day, to guide our footsteps? We need to start doing that, because in doing so, you begin to walk in what we call favor from God. That means the devil no longer has a hiding place. The devil no longer has a place in your life, because there is nowhere to hide, because you are walking in favor. And many times the reason why we miss walking in favor is because we are not doing this here. We're not listening to God, and we're not in his will. When you're not in his will, the devil has the power, the authority to come in and captivate you. He has the power and authority to come in and hide within your heart so that you may hurt someone else. So we talked about changing your life, transitioning your life because of the word. We talked about your heart. Is it right? Because you're getting ready to go to a new place. We talked about understanding God's will, ordering, making sure that your steps are ordered by God. Now, evaluating what I need to change in my life to make it better. Are we doing that? Are we holding on to past experiences, to past failures? Are we allowing people to keep feeding our minds with the past? Are we stagnated because we because we're afraid to go out and just trust God and step out on faith. So you need to evaluate, and this is the time, this is a season to rid of some of those things that causes us or hinders us or prevents us from being what God wants us to be. You can't live in the past. There's nothing you can do or we can do about the past. It's the future. If someone's whispering in your ear about your past or someone's trying to make you feel guilty, pray for them, but you got to keep moving. So therefore, you got to let some of that stuff go. You got to knock some people off of you so that you can go and pick up something that's going to add value to your life. I remain faithful unto God even when the situation looks hopeless. This goes back to what God revealed. If you were going into a situation and you was 100% sure that you were going to lose, how much faith would you carry with you in that situation? And Jesus is saying that it shouldn't be an amount of faith that you carry within that situation, because he is faith. But you're going to have to do some things in order to show that faith. You're going to have to carry God with you. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to give God a hallelujah before you get there. So if you're going into a dark and dismal place, you're going to have to be the light. Believe it or not, you're going to have to be the light for the people who live in a dark world. So God is saying you need to be the light, and faith is going to come. But if you go there and you don't bring God, first of all, you don't bring faith, and you're dark as well, meaning that you're walking in darkness and you're not the light, then that's a losing battle, okay? The next thing, I pray each day and spend time with God. Spending time with God does not mean sitting down saying, Lord, have mercy, okay? That is speaking to God. Spending time with God means spending time in the Word. You know, we should always, you said we should always pray in season and out of season. We should always find ourselves praying and being caught up in the Word of God, being spending time with God. In other words, not doing like we do the phone sometimes, how we just turn it off. You know, God should never be turned off any day. God should stay on because he is the light of the world, and he's going to be the one who helps us get through our trying times, who helps us celebrate our successes, and who's going to be there when nobody else is there. You know, Jesus is going to be there. So we need to spend more time with God, and spending time with God doesn't mean just attending church. You know, it means spending time, going in your secret closet, praying for people, praying for yourself, praying for your family, praying for your children, praying for your husband, praying for your wife, praying for whoever. That's what it means. It means going in that secret closet, spending time with God, carrying your burdens to the Lord. And many people, and I want to put a pin here before I go on, while God has given this to me, many people think that carrying your burdens to the Lord means that you are up in front of a pulpit while somebody's praying or you're praying, and your burdens are being released. God expects us, not only in the edifice, in the church, the physical church, but even at home, to bring our burdens unto him. We don't have to wait till we get to the church, just like we don't have to wait till we get to the church to hear the word of praise God. God said you should always have a praise in your mouth. So therefore, when we talk about burdens and releasing those burdens, you can release the burdens anywhere because God is everywhere. God is not just in the church. God is in your heart. God is in your home. He's in your job. He's everywhere. But we have to take the initiative. We have to put the work in, and we have to tell God all about our troubles. Okay? I experience problems, but I take them to God instead of my friends. Many people, when they experience problems, and we're all guilty of this, and we all can say amen, when we experience problems, we most of the time take our problems to our friends. Well, guess what? They're going through too. God wants us to pray one for another, but don't leave out the equation of God. God is not saying if something's going on, you shouldn't talk to somebody about it. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when you experience problems, the first source, the first person who already knows, but the first person you should go to is God. Why? Because God can settle any problem. There is no problem on earth that God cannot handle. And if I keep saying this, if Jesus can't fix it, then nobody can. So we can go to our friends and we can tell them about the goodness of God and how God helped in the situation. But we need to take our burdens to the Lord. We need to take our problems to the Lord. We need to take our successes to the Lord because he is the source. Next question to evaluate. I am willing to allow others to help me grow in my faith walk. We are not alone in this. There are individuals who you will meet. There were individuals who you will know on your journey, wherever God is calling you to, because God is getting ready to call a lot of people into ministries, into the professions, into a lot of things. And some people's not going to be ready because they haven't taken out the time to evaluate themselves. And we're talking about a spiritual calling. We're not talking about a calling like to, yes, to another place. But we're not talking about a calling to a land that you can practice your skills. We're talking about a spiritual calling. We're talking about a conference. We're talking about something that deals with God. That's what we're talking about. And God is getting ready to call a lot of people to this place, and some people are not going to be ready because they have not evaluated themselves and spent enough time trying to even get to know God. So we don't want to miss the mark when God get ready to shift and you're walking in favor, and we have to digress instead of progress because you're not ready. We're not ready. We want to be able to progress, grow, because growth is vitality. Growth is life. So I am willing to allow others to help me grow in my faith walk. That means that when you are willing to allow others to help you, you have to discern between who you're going to let help you and who you won't. You don't want someone who, no, for instance, we talked about the right intentions. Everybody's not for you. Everybody's not for us. They have to have the right intentions. And you have to ask God for that discernment. Just because you have the right intentions in your heart doesn't mean that everybody else does. Just because you know God doesn't mean everybody else knows God. And even if they don't, you could be, once again, the light of the world. But it says, I am willing to allow others to help me grow in my faith walk. And it doesn't just mean anybody. It means someone who knows the word of the Lord, who can lead you in the right direction, help you grow, and help you be who you need to be or who you need to become. So you want to find those type of individuals who are real. That's what God is saying, who are real, who really have your best interests in mind. Okay? Now, the other question. I am willing to grow better and be better for God after reading this spiritual guide. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this Perfecting Your Walk guide is not just a guide that is written to give you a lot of information. This is a guide, seriously, ordained by God. When I say that, the title of it at first was Heavenly Investments, Baptizing the Church, Revelation of God. And it turned into Perfecting Your Walk, a spiritual guide. And within this guide, there are a lot of elements, a lot of revelations and things to help us grow. And even when I'm writing this, I'm walking daily in this particular spiritual guide, you know, just walking daily in it. But I wanted to share that with you. What do you do before answering the phone? What do you do before answering the call? And I want to leave this with you. And I appreciate the callers on here. I hear some background, but that's okay. I want to leave this with you on what to do as far as getting closer to God and really answering the call, because I feel this spiritual movement. And it's not a movement that can be described, but it's one that will be known. And God is asking us to read the Word. And don't just read the Word because, you know, just to say that I've read the Word. You know, don't just teach and preach just to say, okay, I've given the Word of God. There has to be some type of transformation or change once the Word is given. You know, we don't want the word to fall on deaf ears. We want action to be taken. When people hear this broadcast, we want them to begin to read the Bible and think about God. Study scripture and apply it to your life. That's not the same as reading the word. When you study the scripture, you begin to discern and you begin to reflect over your own life and you begin to make those changes so that you can be molded into who God wants you to be. Number three, hallelujah. Give God the highest praise. Anytime we work for God, and even when I'm on this broadcast, I give God my 200% because God deserves really more than that. You give God praise as much as we can because it's an honor. I count it an honor and a privilege to even wake up in the mornings because the next second, the next moment, the next day is not even promised. And when God thinks enough of us to wake us up and start us on our way in our right minds, then that's something to say hallelujah and praise God about. The next thing is follow the Ten Commandments, you know, before you get ready to answer this call. And if you do that, you won't have any trouble transitioning. Now, the secret here, and I'm only telling those who are listening, is Jesus is getting ready to call some people. Whatever your call or whoever is called or when you are called, you're going to have to respond with the correct answer, okay? Meaning that you're going to have to know and step out on faith on something. Some things you're not going to know, but you're going to have to use that faith. You know, because faith without works is dead. You're going to have to only depend on the faith. That's the only thing that you're going to have, and you're going to have to take it with you, your faith. And when you're called, you know, we're not going to put God on silence. We're not going to walk away from God. We're not going to ignore God. We're not going to stop working for God because God wants to take some people to higher places. He wants you to do things, more things with your life. He wants us to do more things with our lives. And in order to do that, we must first evaluate ourselves. But as I'm saying that and as I'm looking here on this at this guide, the thing that sticks out to me, and God said this supersedes them all, is my heart. What is it in my heart that I am thinking when I do things? Do I have, when I deal with people on a daily basis, whether it's at work, whether it's when I travel, whether it's when I go to church, and this is something you need to ask yourself. God is asking, do I have the best interests or the right intentions in mind? When you talk about the right intentions in mind, do I have this person in my best interest? We take out the jealousy. We take out the competitiveness. We take out the hatred. We take out the backbiting. We take out the gossip. What does your heart look like now? If God was to take us now, what would he find when he performed heart surgery? And my prayer each day is that when God examines my heart, I don't want anything that's bad for my heart in there. The only thing I want in my heart is love. And if I get to the point where there's something other than love in my heart, I ask God to wash it away. And that's what we have to do, ask God to wash it away, because believe it or not, and I told you about 2 weeks ago that some of the doors are still closed, and they're closed because people have secretive hatred, secretive malice, secretive jealousy. And it has to be removed for you to get to the next level. It has to be removed for you to get to the top. And even if you're at the top, you're going to fall quickly because those things kill your heart. So the heart of this is the heart. Jesus says he's not worried so much about us not changing before the call because our heart is most important. And even in our physical sense, our heart is most important because if your heart stops beating, you're out of here, you know. But the heart is most important more than anything that has been said today, the heart, because when your heart is right, you start treating people like they should be treated. You start loving God like he should be loved. You start, if you have problems, you stop taking them to people and you start calling on the name of Jesus. When your faith gets weak, you start leaning and depending on Jesus, Okay? When you start loving, then you start growing in God's grace, growing in God's favor. When you start experiencing favor, then you start, God exposes you to more people so that you can touch them. Did you know that God exposes us to people? He has a group. This is what I'm trying to say. This right here, when I couldn't think of it. God exposes his called people to a lot of other people just so they can be closer to him. I'm going to say that again. God exposes his called people to other people just so they can be closer to him. Now, I'm going to explain this real quick, and then I'm going to go to my announcements. The reason why God does that is because otherwise, those individuals would stay away from, in other words, their calling. It's kind of like a magnet. A magnet attracts another magnet. So God is attracting people so that other people can get closer to him. That's interesting. You will find all of that in the book. We talk about a lot of philosophies, and God has a lot of revelations that will be in this spiritual guide. And some of this stuff is blowing my mind as well, but I thank God for it. But I want you to really think about what we taught today and really think about answering the call to God. Don't put God off. Don't put God on vibrate or silence God. You know, don't turn God off. And don't fail to even, don't lose your faith. You know, if we don't charge our phone, it's dead. But don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith in God and who God is, because God's going to be God. God's going to always show up for the occasion. The question is, are we going to show up? Okay? So we have a couple of announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by telling them to listen to blogtalkradio.com/FredaLove, that's FredaLove, the fashion line, the fashion line is here, fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check out that website. Gospel artists, poets, writers, publicists, and everyone else, please Facebook at FredaLove or email emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would like to connect with you. I am also going to be playing some music in 2014, God's will, and I would like to have your music on the radio station. In addition to that, on Sunday, please join me as I will bring the word, advancing your blessings that God gave. So please be sure to join me with that. Also, I'm working on this guide as I introduce some of the sections to you. Perfecting your walk. Each day is a daily walk with Jesus, and each day gets sweeter than the day before. So be sure that we are perfecting our walk each day so that we may become better vessels so that God can use us in any manner or capacity that he needs to utilize us. Be sure to pray for individuals who are in the hospital, convalescent homes. Pray for yourself. Pray for your families. Pray for your children. Just pray for everybody. You know, everybody needs prayer. There's no one on earth who can truly say, I don't need any prayers, because everybody needs a breakthrough. Everybody needs a blessing. So be sure to continue to pray. And if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And I would like to thank all of my callers. I have 10 callers today. I would like to thank all of my callers who are on the line. And be sure to share this link with other individuals and let them know that the Love Live Jesus Up show is going places and doing things, and the word of God is going forth, and we have different people who are on the show, and we have the word of God, and we have prayer. So we have a lot of things that you can enjoy, and it's just all in the name of Jesus. And once again, like I said, I thank God and everyone, and have a blessed day, and be sure to join me on tomorrow as I speak on advancing your blessings. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. This is Afrida Love. Goodbye, everybody.